Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hail, hail. The gang is back together.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It does indeed. I mean, we rekindled our, we had our little reunion on Friday, but it's good to see you again after do you feel tanned? Well, you're not tanned.
Well, I don't tan, Mike.
Do you not tan because you don't go out in the sun, or do you not tan when you go out in the sun?
Fair skinned, Mike.
You burn?
I burn. Usually, if I really wanted to do it, I could burn, peel, and then get some color. But that first one of the year is tough. You remember I baked in the when we went tubing last year, and it was a horrible thing. The river was running particularly slow, so I had a long time in the sun, and it was tough. But I got through.
You sound I would be lying if now Friday when he came back, Josh and I were discussing, you were a ball of energy.
Yes.
And then today it sounds like maybe you had a little weekend. I don't know. And then you referenced something where you had trouble driving somewhere coming back from visiting your daughter, right?
No, there was no trouble at all. I said I had a revelation.
Okay. All right. You had a revelation?
Yes, and I think you're going to enjoy it and the story that accompanies it.
Okay. I think the difference Friday was he had, all week, he had this energy wanting to just yell about Hershey Park.
That's it.
It was a big release on Friday. Yeah.
He seems today a little like maybe rode hard and put up wet. Does that have anything to do with the revelation today?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm quite enthusiastic about the revelation.
Do you remember, get right to it. I'll lead with you. I don't care.
Do you remember at the bonus show at the end of it, you said, do you have anything else planned? I said, yeah, I'm going down to see Julia today.
Right.
And so Carrie and I got, and Julia knew about this. Carrie did not. We got into the car and saw her apartment, which is awesome. She's doing great down there. Took her to lunch. And then after lunch, I said, is everybody done? And everyone said, yeah. I said, well, then let's go get our tattoo. And Carrie didn't know that.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh, let me expand your screen.
Yeah, that's not what I expected as a revelation.
No, that is that. Well, that's good. He undersold it, didn't he, Josh?
Yeah, a revelation. I thought meant like he thought of something. Like
no. Revelation, remember, means to reveal.
Let's,
I'm going to reveal my tattoo.
I've got.
Let's guess. Is
location?
It on your, is it on your penis?
Yes, and it was amazing because the detail went in. Never mind. No,
so,
it's not on my penis.
Right, so let me think. All right, I'm gonna say definitely on the arm, somewhere on the arm,
left or right.
That doesn't matter.
You have to guess.
It does. I'm going left.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying. Well, Rob and I are here. I'm gonna say right.
Correct.
Yeah, Rob and I are the same person. So, I mean, I just look at myself, where would I put it? On the right.
It was going to go on the shoulder, but Julia
Don't bury the lead.
Yeah. All right, I'll just tell you location.
Upper arm or middle bicep or forearm, Josh, what do you think?
I think just above the elbow.
I think it's on the inside of the wrist.
You're both wrong. I was going to go with the bicep, but they couldn't find it. So I went with the forearm.
The forearm's a good choice for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Forearm is a good choice. You roll your sleeves up. You wear short sleeves a lot. That is the part of your arm. You don't want to expose the hanging flap of skin that is your bicep.
But the
By the way, I'm right behind you, pal, with my weight loss. I was pointing at something to Carla.
Wasn't gonna say a thing.
Where it's just like... Well, I can't get it to... It's worse from... Maybe it's worse on this arm. I don't know. But it's yeah, so forearm.
I was going to go with the shoulder, but Julia said, well, don't you want to see it? I said, yeah. So then we moved it to the forearm.
That's a good idea. That's a good concept. You want to look at it and see what it's all about.
The forearm also means you're not hiding it.
No, I'm not at all. I'll tell you a story about hiding it later. It's a funny story. So it's
all right,
the whole
thing is great. So let me see if I can guess. I have to go to my bag here, my Rob Spear. Is it an Aryan Nation tattoo?
No, Mike. It has nothing to do with purity of any sort.
Let's see. Is it any kind of animated?
No, not at all.
Is it numerical in any way?
Far from it.
Oh boy. Is it Josh, feel free to jump in. Is it text or picture?
We spoke about it on the show.
I know. What did we? So I don't remember that.
He shared what he would get.
Oh, so see, that's why we have the young mind here, because I have put that out of my mind in totality.
It is. Yeah. It involves letters.
And you guessed it.
BFD.
That's right. BFD TMOS is what it says. No, that is incorrect. But there's also
DGH.
No, but there's also a character.
WTF.
No.
LOL.
But you're right, it is three letters, not LOL. You get Mike, you got to know me. It's easy.
Is the first letter a J?
For Julia?
Yeah.
No. This has nothing to do with the family.
Mike, when he shared what tattoo he
got, I know
if
what
he
it
ever
is.
Got a tattoo,
I just remembered
you got
now,
it easily.
It's disappointing. That's why I blocked it. It's TCB.
You're disappointing, Mike. How about that?
Does it have the lightning bolt?
It does. And I will show it now. And I think you're going to be, I think you'll find remarkable the size of it, because I was talked into a larger one.
All right.
All right. Yeah, because I was definitely expecting tiny.
Oh, that looks badass.
That looks great.
Rob.
I love the color.
Rob, I like it.
I
like it. You like
love it.
He loves it. I knew he
adore it.
Show it again. Show it again. Let me see it again. Look at that. TCB. Wow. Look at that, huh? That's cool.
Thank you.
Boy, that is really, really cool.
It's going to be a little more yellow because there's still a little healing to do.
I like it when you go back all in to your white trash roots. I think
Thank
that
you,
is
Mike.
A
just following the leader.
I like it. The color looks good. And
he did something really cool. Go ahead.
With that faded yellow, that means you're going to have to get it touched up in a few years.
Good.
So
you get
to go back.
He did what he did is a lighter yellow on the top and then faded it gradiently darker yellow to the bottom of the lightning bolt. So it looks less just like a fake
tattoo.
Was
he a skilled artisan?
Well, Mike, his name was Scott. And after we got over the surprise of going to get the tattoo, Julia said, I've never gotten a tattoo at this shop before. I think it was called True Tattoo in Richmond. And she said, but I know the guy. And I said, really? She said, yeah, he comes into my vegan bakery to buy brownies. I said, so you trust him? She said, his ink is sensational. You'll like this guy. So we went to, it's all the way on the other side of Richmond. It's on the prestigious west end of Richmond.
Are you mocking that?
No, that's just something that you say in Richmond, because that's where the moneyed people are. But it doesn't mean there can't be a strip mall with a vape shop and a tattoo parlor. So we went there and met the guy. He's big. He's a big fella. He's big like you or me. But he is probably, to the naked eye, 80% tattoo. His hair is almost as short as mine, and his scalp was tattooed. You could see it under his hair.
That's the guy you want, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you want that guy. Well, they all are, right? The guys that do that. They're all tattoo people.
And I said, he said, what do you want? I said, this. And I had the actual image from the tail fin of the Lisa Marie, because I wanted to make sure I got it right. Because there are different variations where the lightning bolt looks different. I wanted the right lightning bolt. He said, cool. And he grabbed my phone and he airdropped the picture to himself. He said, sit down. I'll be right back. Came back in like 5 minutes with an image of it. And I said, that's exactly right. He said, yeah, I took out some of the black highlighting around it. You're just going to have a sharp line. It's going to look better. I said, you're absolutely right. He says, how are you for size? I said, I'd like to go a little smaller. He says, well, if you go smaller, the holes in the B are going to they're going to close up. If you want to have the B look like a B,
Don't stand up. Just hold it up. You don't have to stand up.
Where is it? Hold on. I can't. I got it. There you go.
There you go. I will tell you the sizes. I mean, that's why not? If you're going to do it, do it, right? I mean,
I had no problem going bigger.
Go big.
It was four inches by 2 inches. Is the
clearly you trusted this guy?
That's him. That's Scott. Yeah. I think the most the neatest thing about Scott was when he came down and he put his hands down, I noticed that he had the letters homicide tattooed on his four fingers. Ooh. I said, hey, you got homicide on your fingers.
What did he say to that?
He said, yeah, that was a joke.
Wow.
Said, pretty right, good joke. Killed
someone.
Boy, that's a lifelong joke, isn't it?
I mean, if you
just saw the guy out and about, you'd probably be pretty freaked out when you saw
him. Very much so, until I got to talk to him, because what I realized, and I talked to Julia about this, she says half of being a tattoo artist is putting your subject at ease. And he did. He turns out he is a very involved PTA parent at his kid's school, and that he mostly wanted to talk about his beagles, which was great. He said, that guy, can you bring up the picture again, Josh? I want you to know, this guy that you're looking at right now has four beagles, all named after characters on Little House on the Prairie.
Wow. Oh, so he's got the Little House on the Prairie connection with you.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about that. But his
you and Don used to love that show, right?
Love it. Still do. The names of the dogs are Willie, Nellie, Miss Mary Ingalls, and Mr. Edwards.
He's got four.
He's got four beagles.
Well, you know, the over two dogs and the tattoos kind of go together. Would you not agree, right?
When you get
over three dogs, that's when
I think two is about perfect.
Except Carla, you know, is already making noise for we've got a gray one, we've got a black and white Boston Terrier, we've got a gray Boston Terrier, and there's like the reddish, you know, Boston Terrier, and that's the third. And I'm like, no, not three. Not
it's
three.
A lot.
Then it becomes a kennel.
You charge them rent.
I look at it. Really. That's how I look. But that goes, you know, hand in hand. Bunch of beagles.
Yeah.
That's cool. But he said, sounds like a very nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Well, and the best tattooists are covered in tattoos because they practice on themselves.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way it ought to be.
Although his mom said that she was originally, he told me his mom told him that she was originally disappointed that he had all the tattoos. And when she turned 50, his mom asked him to tattoo her, and he refused to tattoo his mother because he said, one mistake and I never live it down. So he recommended someone else to do it. Anyhow, so he gets into it, and once I prove the design and the size, he comes out and he brings like a little, and Josh says, I know this is probably means nothing to you, but I'd never been through this. He brings out like a little transfer, and he plasts it on first he does a little measuring to make sure it's dead center on my arm. Then he puts down this transfer and pulls it away, and there's a temporary ink outline of what the tattoo is going to be and where it's at. And he said, now don't worry about hurting my feelings. This has got to be exactly what you want, because if it isn't, you're going to be stuck with it for a long time. So go over there and look in the mirror. And when I saw just the black and white outline of it, I said, God, can we just quit now? It looks great.
Does it make you feel? How does it make you feel? I'm always curious about that. When you're out and about, I mean, because your enthusiasm for coming into the show to show it means you love it.
I do.
I think it looks great. I really do. And you know, my number one job and your number one job is that we bust each other's balls on this show. And I'm having trouble even coming up.
Well, you can bust balls on the content. You can bust balls on the content of it, but it doesn't.
But then after seeing it, that changes because that is kind of different. It's kind of cool. It's fun. It's a throwback. I mean, how many people really know that anymore, right? I mean, that's what's cool about that. So it kind of makes it yours and yours alone. And, you know, I like stuff like that. The stuff that's like an inside, not an inside joke totally, but an inside thing.
Yeah, in the know.
Well, and that's the thing about tattoos is they have to be meaningful to you, not the rest of the world. But I did expect a tiny, like, black and white little tattoo.
I didn't know. Hold on. We may have an example of the dropped consonant being included in the word now, in the middle of the word. Meaningful. Stunning.
Meaningful.
Not meaningful. Meaning.
And it is stunning. But now, this goes back. I've wanted this particular tattoo in some variant since I was 18. But when I was, that's because you go down to Richmond, the most tattooed city in America. I was going to VCU at that point, was 18. It's like the end of August. And a guy on our floor got a tattoo. And I said, that's pretty cool. I could get a TCB tattoo because there are places everywhere. And at the beginning of the school year, you have money. As it turns out, the guy's mother shopped at the Safeway where my mom was the head teller. They got to talking that they both had kids at VCU and that her son just got a tattoo. And I got a call that day from my mother saying, don't get a tattoo. This is 1989 that she told me, don't get a tattoo. And I observed it since then.
Okay, so you were honoring your mom.
Yeah. Have you told her now?
Well, this is funny. I when they do the tattoo, originally the yellow in it was it was all red and orange because it was bleeding. It's a lot of stuff and it bleeds. And they take a big transparent, looks like a huge piece of Scotch tape.
Yeah,
and they cover the
cover
entire,
it up, right? Yeah, and Vaseline and stuff like that.
Well,
right?
Well, actually, they recommend a non-scented lotion. I'm using CeraVe, sometimes Lubriderm. It has
or
to be
some
washed.
Mad Rabbit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I shouldn't have given
don't,
my Mad
don't
Rabbit
expect
away.
That. Don't ever expect that. That'll never happen. Even though we have a sponsor that sells tattoo products.
I gave it away. I don't have it. So I had to use what I had on hand. Julia loves it. Oh, my God. I couldn't get it away from her.
I could have sent. I don't have a tattoo, and I'm looking at it right now. The Mad Rabbit lotion, which is probably.
Oh, my God. I'd love it. It would be great for me. If you could send it, that would be awesome. As a matter of fact, I have something to send you, too.
What's that?
I found some newspaper clippings, actual pieces of newspaper talking about the podcast when it launched. They're still in mint condition. I'm sure you don't have them. I thought it would be nice to show your son.
No, I'd rather have you hold on to it because you're a better saver than I am.
Okay.
I won't
give it another 10 years.
Yeah, right. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, where I have all my stuff, and I do have stuff. I have a collection of stuff. It's up in a attic in Maine, and you know,
that's
and Carla.
Where it's safe.
And by
that's
the way,
they,
one,
that's
one hurricane
also, yeah.
in Florida and it's gone. Maine,
you're right.
You're safe.
You're right.
Actually, that attic in Maine is where they keep all the Tonight Show episodes as well.
Carla came into my life, and one of the things she truly did was she kind of took all this stuff off the walls, and then, like in our home in Florida.
Sure, and she burned and all the awards.
And then, you know, and by the way, when you want to downsize. Mm-hmm. This is just for those of you that are thinking about downsizing when I sold my house in Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing to do when you're going to downsize is buy another house. Probably not the most well thought out plan that we have, but
right.
Carla, I was working and Carla, I was setting up the podcast down here and Carla was up in Maine. And when I arrived, the first time I walked into that house, she had taken everything personal of my father's sketches, my father's painting, and she put them on the wall. My coin collection, my coin collection was in there. All this great
stuff.
That's
before you cashed in the coin collection during the podcast, right?
She had it all on the walls, and then we started renting, and we had to take all that crap off the wall.
Yeah,
because you have to make it like a hotel room. So
yeah.
That it's all like in the attic, including. A drum set that is incomplete, which is a
what
bone of contention. It needs hardware. It's missing hardware mounting for some of the drums and for like the snare drum or something.
All you got to do, Mike, is write a letter to Ludwig and say, dude, I bought a drum set.
Rob, that would be Yamaha. Hardware. No. That would be Tama.
Tama, okay. Well,
My Tama Honey Swing Star Classic. Still one of the most beautiful drum sets you will ever see.
Well, call Tama and tell them who you used to be and say you need hardware.
Tell them who I used to be. That's funny.
Now, I got it, and when I saw it briefly looking sort of yellow, and it kept bleeding when he bandaged it. He gave me my instructions. It was cheaper.
You're a bleeder.
I am a bleeder. It was cheaper than I thought it would be. It was
Rob when Rob was doing his boxing career, he was known as the Carteret bleeder.
They called me Scarlet.
Scarlet the Carteret bleeder. Chuck Webner was the Bayonne bleeder. Rob was the Carteret. bleeder.
I was it was $120, which I think is not bad.
Oh, that's really cheap.
Isn't yeah. that kind of that's he's held his rates pretty well, right?
Yeah, no, that's very affordable. I just had my Oriole tattoo redone, and that was like $300.
There wow. you go. There you go. And it looks good. It looks good. They did a really nice job on it.
And then I tipped $2, so I got out of there cheap. And no, I actually tipped more than that. And then I watched it bleed and bleed and bleed. So the night of it,
inquiring minds want to know, how much did you tip?
It turned into that. I tipped $30. I thought that was, that's like 25%. Not bad. So it had basically turned black with blood under it.
That's a lot of blood.
Yeah, it is.
You
is
really are. Were you freaked when you saw that?
No.
Did you think that's the way it's going to happen?
Were you cleaning it up through the day?
No. He said leave the bandage on for 96 hours or 72 hours. And he said the blood and the goo will actually help it set and heal. He said only take the bandage off if it leaks. He says it may bubble, which was really gross. And but I took it off yesterday, and that's pretty much what it looks like.
I mean, it's perfect, right? I mean, it doesn't look irritated or anything like that.
It's going to get a little less red. I think there's still a little bit of irritation in the yellow, but I think I love the way it looks now. So Friday, we were going to go out to... No, Saturday, my mom's cousins were all going to go out to lunch. They do this about once a month. And she said, you're off today. Why don't you come with us? I said, sure, that'd be great, because I could see all the... There's like 15 of them that go. And so that tattoo was not only... unknown to my mother, it was disgusting looking. So I had to pull my sleeve down sort of like this the whole lunch,
right?
Because I was sitting across from my mother.
To show her?
Well, I didn't want, here's the thing, I didn't want to show her at the lunch because I didn't want it to become a thing around 15 family members.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't.
I get it,
because it seems like it would be a desperate cry for attention that I wasn't looking for at that point.
And you're not.
Point.
I mean, look at how long you waited. I don't think it's a desperate. I mean, you're an attention whore to a degree, but not that much. Right. I'd do it the same way. I would dig it.
Oh, the other thing that I should say, that was funny, is while we were waiting, Julia texted Robert, who was working a gaming convention at the Dulles Expo Center for esports, and she said, "Guess where we are? What?" She said, "Dad's getting a tattoo," and he thought sure she was lying to him. And they had to go back and forth until we actually sent him a picture. He didn't believe I was getting one.
I bet he loves it.
He adores it. As a matter of fact, he considered getting a TCB tattoo at the front of the summer.
You think he'll get one now to match Dad?
Well, I actually I saved the stencil. So if he gets one, he can get it identically done.
Does Carrie have any tattoos?
She had one that she had removed on her ankle because she regretted it, but she is looking into...
Oh, I remember that one. I remember that. That was the IHR, which was the I Hate Rob.
That's right. Well,
I thought it was homicide.
homicide on her knuckles. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. Something else about this guy, Scott.
The tattooist?
We were talking about it, and he said he got his start down in Florida, and he asked what I did. I said I do a radio show and in Washington, D.C., and he said, oh, yeah, I used to do a lot of tattooing for a radio show down there in Florida. I think it was Miami. I said, was it like a shock jock show? He said, yeah.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Better. He was the go-to tattoo guy for Ron Bennington.
Look at that son of a bitch.
And this is when it was the Ron and Ron show.
Isn't it nice when it's a guy we like? Isn't that nice? Yeah. I like that.
It goes back, and he said, what happened? He says, well, it was the Ron and Ron show, and they had this weird intern that when Tupac died.
Oh, was that Fez?
When Tupac died, he had me tattoo Thug Life on his chest. I said, was the weird intern named Fez? He said, yes!
There it is. So, that's how he started.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he started as an intern.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Anyway, that was another weird connection. So I'm at lunch with my mom, and I like reach for something, and you can see just like the point of the lightning bolt, and it's black as night. It looks horrible. And she looks at it, and she says, what's that? She whispers. I said, nothing. Just shook it off like that. And she said,
meanwhile, you got 15 family members sitting.
Yeah, and she's like, okay. And so we finish up and we get to the car, and I haven't even finished sinking into my seat. And she says, what is on your arm? I said, okay, okay. It's a tattoo. And she said, oh, thank God. I thought Carrie did something to you.
Yeah, because many people don't know that Rob has been, you know, fairly severely beaten for most of his marriage.
We've come a long way, Mike.
Yes,
how dare you? How
she doesn't
dare
do
you?
It nearly as much.
And she only hits me because she loves me.
That's true. And she's gotten much better at, you know, hitting him in the spots that don't show.
You know, you're kidding, but that was definitely something she said. I showed it to her, and it was that hideous black thing. And she said, oh, is that what you wanted? I said, don't worry, it's not going to look like that. And I said,
I didn't know
really
that they turn black before.
Just the blood turning black under the bandage. And Julia said, and the guy, I had questions for the guy. He says, don't bother me. Call your daughter. She's got enough tattoos. She knows what it's doing. I revealed yesterday. And if we want to do a TikTok of the removal of the bandage, I did tape that and some video of me on the table.
I want video of you getting the tattoo.
Yeah, I have some of that.
How
is
the pain factor?
You know what? It is half what I envisioned it to be.
Well, it's also
a good spot to get it.
At a spot that's not going to really hurt that much, probably.
Yeah, the eyelid tattoo, I imagine, would hurt a lot.
And by the way, well, he can't show you right now. Well, and it's eyes. He's got another pair of eyes on his lids. So when he closes his eyes, he looks
that's
like
why
he's
Mike
looking
thinks,
at you.
That's why Mike thinks I'm always so focused on the show.
Absolutely, because Rob will sit there sound asleep during most of the show with his eyes closed.
But took off the bandage, no appreciable odor, washed it and lotioned it, and spent a lot of last night looking at it because I really,
did
really
you,
love it.
Speaking of the odor, did you at any point think perhaps gangrene might set in? Because I would imagine in its worst case scenario, if somebody uses something unsanitary, that you get a gribbly in there and it kind of infects. Have you ever had an infected tattoo, Josh?
No, okay. I have not. It sounds horrible.
No, yeah. I went into sepsis on Saturday. but it got
Where's
better.
Rob? He's out in the backyard vomiting.
But no. He was amazingly, I mean, despite the fact that it was a tattoo parlor, and at one point, the other guy that worked there, he wasn't quite as family-friendly looking as Scott, because he had the same amount of tattoos.
So you're saying to me that the family-friendly looking guy was the guy with homicide tattooed on his hands.
Yeah, there was the other guy that
I'm dying to know what the other guy looked like.
He had a large, out-of-control beard and as many tattoos and... Just between you and me, Mike.
Yeah.
An ill-fitting T-shirt.
a little too tight?
Little tight. But little I did tight. Like him when...
Little attitude? Did he have a little attitude?
No, he was very nice. They were playing speed metal music in the tattoo parlor. Yeah. Yeah, and another speed metal song. I guess it was Spotify. And the girl at the desk, he said, hey, dear... Can you click like and turn that up 2 notches?
So, the guy with the beard?
Yeah, he liked his speed metal.
Okay.
Was that about 45 minutes? Done?
Yeah, probably. Maybe between 45 and an hour. And that doesn't count like the pre-stuff, the actual needling. Yeah. And Mike, as far as the pain goes, after the initial shock, because you don't know what it's going to feel like, maybe Josh will agree with this, it feels just like buzzing, sort of. You get an occasional little bit of pain, but I've waxed, I've lasered. That was much more unpleasant than this.
I've probably been around for most of those things.
As a matter of fact, you waxed me once.
That I can't believe how good it looks. I'm really, I'm ambivalent when it comes to tattoos. I don't have strong opinions on it because I've got both my daughters have tattoos. But I don't feel the way I think most people don't. It's not the taboo that it once was,
No, everybody has them. Everybody. Yeah. And you go down to Richmond and oh my God, especially, Julia lives in the area of the university. You see them all the time. It's just crazy.
I remember one of the guys that I was interviewing to work at my bar when I owned a bar in Manassas had a neck tattoo. And that's back in the day where I was a little more taboo on tattoos.
Sure.
And I said,
neck tattoo.
The tattoo taboo. Hey, neck tattoo, what law firm do you come from? That's just... It was really, to me, when you get a facial tattoo,
yeah.
I think you've probably, and maybe not as much as it used to be, but when you get above the tie line, you know, on a shirt, that's when you're kind of saying, I'm not planning on diving into the corporate world anytime real soon. But then again, life has changed too, so who knows?
But it was my consideration that I can always hide this with a long sleeve shirt if need be. But
right, that's how I always made my decisions too.
But
is in the right environment, you can.
Right now, I'm not about hiding it. I want everyone to see it.
Yeah, because you're proud of it.
I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Awesome.
And it's kind of makes you feel a lot like me. I know you don't care about this, but does it make you feel a little bit like a tough guy?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's fun.
You look down, you see it.
We're men. We never get tired of that. That's fun, right?
Yeah.
Next thing, you got to go out. You got to go buy a heater now. You got to go around packing. You know?
In the summertime? No, you don't. My house is fine.
No, I'm talking about like a sidearm, you know. Is it open carry in Virginia yet? Is it open carry?
No.
It's not. Yeah, come down here.
But
to
I was
Florida.
Thinking more of go pick up a pack of cigarettes, roll it up in that sleeve.
Mhm. Yeah. You know what I'll get? Oh, this will be good now that I have my tattoo. I'll get a pack of marijuana cigarettes.
And hide them in the Marlboro Red container even though they don't need to be hidden. When you get a tattoo, I have a question. You always probably think maybe if you like it and the experience is positive, you think maybe I'll get another one. Is there any thought about that?
It is so transparently true that it's addictive.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I saw it, I said, well, what could my next one be?
Would you ever get a sleeve?
No, I wouldn't do that. The one I'm thinking of getting now is I have letters and stuff that my kids wrote me when they were little. And to take their childhood signatures and to put it on this arm. Like one that says Julia and her.
On the opposite arm?
Yeah. And one that says the Robert and one that I'll get a henna tattoo that says Carrie. Because that's temporary.
Temporary to a degree. I mean, I made the terrible mistake of taking my kid to the carnival with his best buddy and sent him back. And the henna had just permeated everything on their clothes. It was horrible. I mean, those henna tattoos, you know, are not easily washable. Not the real heavy-duty ones that they do.
But
at
the carnival, Mike. Offered henna tattoos at Hershey Park.
Oh, I bet they had plenty of them over there.
Get a chocolate tattoo.
I think that's awesome. I congratulations.
You challenged me
tattoo.
On my vacation to do something I had never done before.
I love it when you go out of your comfort zone. I know that's good for everybody. And it does, and we're dudes, and to have a tattoo feels kind of badass, right? You know?
It's good on every level for me. It's Elvis week this week, 47 years since he passed.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really, at one point I looked over at Julia when I'm getting the needle in my arm, and she just says, Dad, I'm so excited. She's into it because she loves tattoos. And also, it's for Mark Riddell because Elvis fan as well. So
he was
lots of good
fan.
Things going into that.
Good stuff. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got a good roundtable today, and we got a little more video on the show today. And later on, we have to talk about the viral Olympian of viral Olympians. I am talking about Rachel Raygun Gun from Australia.
I'll get a tattoo of her.
Oh, my God. We'll deal with that when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Tattooed Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Bonus Show, Rob takes a trip up the Hershey Highway and gets more than he bargained for.
Hershey Park, because they are a park run f***ing Hershey's.
Whoa!
Where things go from worse to horrible.
The first thing I note that the themed colors of the entire park is brown and orange.
Oh, you hate brown.
I do.
It's a story that stops Mike in his tracks.
You went on one f***ing ride, Rob?
We were out of there in 2.5 hours.
Get the whole story with a bonus show subscription today and share your amusement park stories with your friends on the TMOS subscribers page on Facebook.
Folks, park's closed. You got to get out of here now. Hey, a little Wilford Brimley there. Hey, whether you're a seasoned gym goer or just starting your fitness journey, what your workout really needs is FitBod. It's a fitness app that customizes each workout based on your goals and adapts them as you improve. FitBod tailors a personal workout based on your time and equipment constraints. So, whether you got 10 minutes or 2 hours, FitBod can help you get better with each workout. Fitbod creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, fitness level, and available equipment. Fitbod tracks your muscle recovery so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum. You'll end up looking like Jake Gyllenhaal in Roadhouse.
Yeah,
it's like a personal trainer, but better. It's cheaper and easier to build a custom fitness plan that works for you. Add Fitbod to your workout essentials. Join Fitbod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/TMOS. That's fitbod.me/TMOS, everybody. Welcome to the Tattooed Show for Monday, everyone. We start today with, it's finally over, ladies and gentlemen. The Olympics are finally over. I have a question for you guys.
It's so sad.
I don't ever remember logging less time with the Olympics, but I can't really explain why.
You didn't log less time than me because it was zero time. I did watch a couple viral videos of the breakdancing, but I don't think that counts. I skimmed through the opening ceremonies, and that's the last I watched on television.
And all I've seen is what you guys brought here.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'd like to know end of the day what the ratings were, and how they did. It's the French. For as long as I can remember, the French are about that. All right, let me see what's wrong with my thingy here. Let me see. There it is. The closing ceremony ended with a handoff from Paris to L.A., where the 28 games will be held. First, the Olympic flag was handed to L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, who was accompanied by Simone Biles. Then they had the national anthem, and sang the national anthem and crushed it. Then it was time for Tom. Did I say that right? I don't know that artist, so
her?
I'm sorry. I'm an old man.
I don't either.
Is it her?
Sounds right.
Is that too? All right. Then it was time for Tom Cruise's big stunt. I don't care what you say about Tom Cruise. This stunt, it's still to jump off the roof of a stadium, even when you're tethered. It was pretty amazing. He was lowered from the roof of the stadium by a cable and took the flag. He mounted it on the back of a motorcycle, and then they started the whole CGI thing. He rode it out of the stadium through the streets of France and right into a cargo plane. Then came the pre-recorded part of the stunt. I think the pre-recorded part was also the motorcycle. I don't think that was live when he was riding through the streets, was it?
Mike, he has still not been found.
He parachuted out of the plane to the Hollywood sign, which was modified to display the Olympic rings. Then some past Olympians did a relay with the flag by bicycle, on foot, and on a skateboard until it ended up at a beachside stage where the Red Hot Chili Peppers played Can't Stop, and then on and on and blah, blah, and on and on. Blah, blah.
They put a lot of effort into it.
They did. It was, it was a big bowl of okay. Yeah. Well, then, fine. I still like when he jumped off the stage.
There was a little controversy over in Paris because they advertised come buy tickets to the closing ceremony because we've got Red Hot Chili Peppers and all these other artists that were then on video.
Oh, not good. Not good. And frankly, instead of jumping off the roof of the stadium, I would have preferred to see Tom Cruise swim in that river for a half an hour.
Mike, have you been to the website for the? They're cutting the prices of the merchandise, and I bought an actual 2024 Olympics piece of feces.
Feces floating in the Seine.
From the Seine. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Deadpool and Wolverine officially surpassed $1 billion at the global box office. It's made $1.029 billion. It's on its way to becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time around the world. It currently sits at number two behind Joker with $1.079 billion. Deadpool and Wolverine already holds the highest grossing R-rated movie record at the domestic box office. Husband and wife duo Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dominated the box office this weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine held the top spot at the domestic box office with $54.2 million. Blake Lively's It Ends With Us came in at a close second with $50 million. Talk about power couples, people.
Yeah. Are they still on K-Rock in the morning? Deadpool and Wolverine?
Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm Deadpool.
I'm Wolverine.
Hi, everybody. Well, it looks like it's official. Hercules and Xena are no longer a team. As you probably know, Kevin Sorbo, you remember Remember that guy, that dude?
He's
that
great.
Stain.
Yeah.
He's one of those very, very rare vocal Hollywood conservatives, and he recently weighed in on the totally manufactured controversy over Vice President Kamala Harris's race. He tweeted, quote, "If Kamala really is black, have her say the N-word to let the people decide for themselves." This is a white guy throwing this out there. Duh.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. I bet he said that word.
Sorbo. I bet he has. On set.
I'll bet a dollar he has said that word.
Lucy Lawless had a response to that, and it was pretty brutal. She tweeted, quote, "In his defense, I personally witnessed a time when Kevin Sorbo stuck up for a black man against white people." Then she told the story about when Xena was first introduced on Hercules back in 1995. The actors were sitting around talking, and the Nicole Simpson murder came up. And Kevin said, quote, "Hey, I knew Nicole. Oh, I really thought she was giving him props saying he stood up for a black guy. This is what he stood up for."
Okay.
They're talking about the Nicole Simpson murder, and he says, quote, "Hey, I knew Nicole, and let me tell you, she was no picnic." Boom. Wow.
Well, by the way, is Kevin Sorbo from the 1920s? She was no picnic.
When Lucy replied she didn't deserve to be butchered, she said, quote, "He said, I'm just saying, she was a piece of work." Wow.
Has she just been holding on to this story, waiting for the opportunity to share it?
Doesn't it seem like that? I mean, let's bury that. I mean, buried for a long time. That's pretty weird. But hey, Kevin Sorbo, good PR for you to resurrect that. You
know. Over the weekend, Mike, I saw him floating in the sun.
Surrounded by floating floaters. Feces. All right, so I've got some thoughts on this. I want to talk about it for just a second. Part one of Kevin Costner's Western Horizon was a critical and commercial disaster. And here's his response to that. And I think it has some value. I have not seen it. I don't want to play because probably I'm poisoned by all the hype surrounding the negativity around this movie, and I don't want to pay the $19.99 to rent it. Here's a quote from Kevin. He says, "I've faced life with people being dismissive of me, but they can't be dismissive of Horizon because now it's out of their hands. And they might point to the finish line. Well, this is what it did at the box office, but I know that this movie is going to play for the next 50 years. He added, quote, "It's not just a Western. It's a story of migration and what they had to do to survive, and I'm really proud of it." So he just, that's matter of fact. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into it.
And if you check the reviews, critics don't like the movie, but the audience does. It's got 49% critics, 70% audience.
And I'm looking forward to looking at it. Have either one of you guys logged any time with it at all?
I thought I was watching it, but it turned out it was Waterworld.
It's an older movie with
a lot of people criticized it because Chapter 2 was originally supposed to come out the end of the summer,
right?
But it didn't get enough people watching it, so they pushed it back, which I think is probably the right move no matter what. It should have never been Part 2 at the end of the summer.
You know what I like? I like his quote, "I'm going to pop for it." I'm a Kevin Costner fan. I'm especially a Kevin Costner Western fan, and I think he was great. He was Yellowstone. That show would not. And I smell a bit of a rat when it comes to these critics. I think when you've got a real battle going on with a Hollywood mogul like Taylor Sheridan, I think all things are a little suspect. So, you know, be your own judge.
Tune in tomorrow for Mike's bad review of that movie.
Okay. You really think so?
I think you're not going to like it that much.
Well, I'll try to knock it out. Right. Researchers say they developed a new bandage, Rob, that can help you with your tattoo. It can heal wounds 30% faster.
Damn it, where were they on Saturday?
They should have been. I wish I'd had this on Friday for you.
Yeah.
Using a water-powered electric field. They describe it as electrical stimulation, but there aren't any actual electronics. They're disposable bandages with electrodes on one side and a small biocompatible battery on the other that's activated by water. The best part is they're being described as inexpensive. There's no estimated price range yet, but we're assuming that they're just cheaper compared to similar therapy at clinics. One researcher said that each bandage could be produced for a couple of bucks. Anyone would want wounds to heal faster, but the goal was to find relief for people with chronic wounds, and that happens when you get older, and they're slow to heal, if they heal at all.
Tell me about it.
Like open sores.
Or bleeding tattoos.
That occur in some diabetes patients.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, it's too early to say when they might be available. The scientists say they're moving forward with additional testing that will get them closer to clinical trials and practical use that can help people. So,
have you heard their new commercial?
What's that? It's electric. Damn, damn. Gonna That's jump cool. off the roof of the stadium. Okay. I don't know why I said that.
That I'm watching. If he sings that, I'm watching.
AARP.
A former sponsor to this show, Mike.
The American Association of Retired Persons.
Right.
They sent out an email. And I have to say, I don't fall into any of these categories.
Do they think their clients are going to get an email?
Email.
Bitcoin.
They sent out an email, 19 things you didn't know your smartphone could do. I will share the top seven. Because I think what 55 or something like that, you get to join AARP. Yeah.
And all of them, Mike, their cell phone has this ringtone.
Turn it off.
I can't find the button.
A bunch of jitterbugs.
Yeah. Number seven, video camera.
Oh, what?
Fun fact, your phone shoots video too. Hey, that's great video.
Not yet, Mike.
Jerry Todd. Now, how old do you think I don't consider myself super tech savvy, but how can you not
know
that I am 6'5", 65?
Thank you. Thank you. I trolled you to clap for your age.
Number six, a QR code reader. I mean, I've used my QR code reader multiple times. It tells you to do it.
No, I think a lot of people don't understand that.
The code. Yeah, I'd say that's valid.
I can understand that one.
Number five, a kitchen timer or egg timer. Well, your phone has a timer in it. You can use the settings for that.
You don't want to overcook those hard-boiled eggs.
This one, these are so mindless. Number four is directions. Really? Like, you don't know you can get an app on your phone, like the Waze app, which I use every time I'm in the car, every time, because of traffic monitoring.
Google Maps like an automatic pop-up on most phones?
Apple Maps is definitely.
Number three, a calculator.
I just used it today.
What do you use it for?
To figure out how many months a guy was going to get in prison. It has to do with it. But I found out, Mike, this is not something that old people know.
That's just a throwaway, but I'm curious. You throw that away and then you move on. Who were you trying to figure out was going away for a while?
A guy was being sentenced and he kept disrespecting the court, and the court kept adding 93 months to his sentence.
93 months?
Months, yeah. But Mike,
not days?
Months. Wow. It was five of them. But Mike, here's something that Julia taught me that you don't know. Let's say you're typing in a number and you got it wrong. I put it in 4569. Let's say it's not right.
Yeah.
You can sweep. Watch. Whoop. You can swoop. I can't. Hold on. If you do a swoop on it, it'll get rid of the last. Yeah, if you swipe. Not swoop.
Not swoop and not sweep.
No, Snipes. No. Or swip.
Swip.
But if you want to get rid of the last digit you punked in, you just swipe right and it goes.
Can you
away.
Hold up the camera to the our camera?
No,
right.
I can't.
So you're getting rid of the.
Well, I guess it's the other way.
No, you can't. Back to... So the truth is, you can't. There you go. You went the wrong way.
You got it.
Yeah, you go left.
Julia taught me that.
Rob, I got a new TikTok for you.
What's
take
that?
Take these 19 things and show them off for the old people on TikTok.
There you
I'll
go.
I'll do that. I'd
absolutely.
Like that.
Number two is the weather. Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, there's a great app I think everybody, a lot of people have. It's called Weatherbug. And the thing that's great about it down here in Florida, it's got a feature that has the little lightning hit zone. And it can let you know and alert you when lightning is very close. And I use it on the golf course all the time down here.
I didn't
and
download Weatherbug, but I watched his cartoons.
Here's the dumbest. And it's at number one.
Yes.
Flashlight. Internet. Flashlight.
Bitcoin.
Hey, look at this. I could use that. I can use that to find my glasses.
Isn't that exciting? Only time those senior citizens is they accidentally turn on the flashlight and leave it on, and they put the phone in their pocket and say, what is it so hot in here?
I'm out of battery again. God damn it. Yeah. Don't understand. Finally today, 2 years later, this couple in China had a sexual problem. It doesn't start out with 2 years later. I misprinted it. I'm sorry. There is a couple in China.
Yes.
God, Mike, there's this couple. I totally punted this story.
Do you want to go? You want to start over?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out how to.
Okay,
there's a
take
couple.
A Hold
her
it,
name.
Mike, let's reset. Right.
Couple named Juan. It's spelled X U A N. I believe that's Juan, right?
Yeah.
Or Juan. And his name is Hao, H-A-O. She refuses to have sex because the guy is too fat. And she came out and said that all the way back in the day, middle of the 2000s. Well,
right.
He was frustrated over being forced
naturally.
Not to. And her pent up. Angst. I have punted this story so totally.
Mike, I am so invested
I have never
in this
had.
Now.
All right, then I will. Well, anyway, he filed for divorce in 2021, but then he walked back the divorce after she promised to work on their relationship. How even registered their home in her name after they decided to get back together.
That's
2 years later, in 2019, Juan refused to have sex with him at all. And I am totally, I have screwed this story up. My timing is off, and I sincerely apologize.
They broke up because he was fat. They got back together because he made some nice gestures.
Right.
But even when they got back together,
she reverted to her old sex blocking ways.
Right. Yeah.
Shortly after reportedly charging him $15 whenever he wanted to make love or even talk. The sex tax.
If it's a flat fee.
Right.
Go for the sex.
The sex tax, later in the show, I'll tell you, I had a bit of a weekend. The sex tax proved to be a tipping point. Hao wound up filing for divorce for a second time this year, which the judge granted on the grounds that their marriage was cold and difficult to fix. How much is Carrie charging you now for
Mike,
sex?
Mike, that's not even funny.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops.
How?
24 frankly. I've eaten
that's how.
Bagels at
yes.
one time.
That's him. That's the guy right there. Cheese. Josh, if you are successfully able to edit that in post, I will consider you a miracle worker. Let's take a break, ladies and
Don't
gentlemen.
Don't you touch a frame of that. That's perfection
My
right
God.
There.
God. How and Juan. Thank
Two
you.
Years
Thank
later.
You very much. Right. that's fun. That's Mike having a good. That's from Saturday. That incompetence level is from Saturday. Yeah.
I think that's nice.
What a good time we've all had, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let me tell you about Liquid IV and how much I love it.
Oh, so
my
good.
God. Look, down here, 94 degrees, the temperature in the air, the heat index about 105, 106. Out there on the golf course, the heat of summer is all over us, and your favorite summer treat could be giving you extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV has refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet that hit the spot when you need transformative relief all summer long. I love it. I'm drinking it right now. Look, I've almost killed the whole thing. There it is. Indulge in hydration with electrolytes, essential
Perhaps
vitamins.
Perhaps have some more.
And clinically tested nutrients from the number one powdered hydration brand in America, Liquid IV. The secret is LIV HydroScience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Check out five delicious sugar-free sugar-free flavors. Raspberry melon, rainbow sherbet, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. They're all sugar-free. And the return of fan favorite hydration multiplier, cotton candy. I love them all. I love them dearly. Or yes. Grab a variety pack. Fun. Tear poor, live more. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Man, oh man. Saturday. I do not celebrate the way I used to celebrate. And
was there a holiday? Was there an event? I'm looking at my calendar. There's nothing.
There was nothing. Let me walk you through it.
On the 15th, Mike, is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I will be there. I will be there at the stadium.
for Tom Cruise.
I will be there for when he jumps off the roof. So I see on every day we get the day before we're going to play, we get what they call our pairings, and we see who we're going to play with.
Now, okay.
One of the dudes is a guy I've been out to dinner with, socialized with, really cool guy, New England guy. The other guy is one of the best players that I play with. He is incredibly talented, and he is a bit of a kookala. He's a lot of fun, and probably was responsible for one of my most enjoyable rounds of golf that I have ever
had. Was he the pointer?
What do you mean the pointer?
He pointed at the guy who had a mistake in his pants?
No. That's the previous. That's Cocoonville. This is Happy Valley.
Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
This guy brought out for a group of us what was called birdie juice the first time I played with him. Very first time I played with him, which was any time anybody gets a birdie, and whether it's a birdie with a stroke or a regular honest birdie, as I call them, he had a teeny, 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 tiny little shot glass.
Okay.
But they, in plastic, a little plastic shot glass, but they add up. And the in his little cooler is ultra, ultra, ultra chilled Fireball. So what this tiny little shot is a super iced Fireball shot, and
you get
it's
the shot
yummy.
If anybody makes a birdie,
okay. The whole gang.
So it's not contingent on you getting a birdie.
Is offered a shot, and it was a tough day for many of us. And the birdies weren't coming fast and furious until the last nine holes, when we started to do it. Here's where I made my mistake. Now I arrive and we tee off approximately, I want to say 8:58, something like that. So about just before 9 a.m., I play the first nine holes of golf with lots of laughs. We are busting. We're not even busting balls. We're talking about the male appendage and the pole vaulter, and that evolves into just hilarity. And one of the guys, the fourth member of our group, has had too much evening the evening before, to the point where he's lying in the golf cart a couple of times, just splayed out. But he is also a spectacular golfer. So it's the bad golfers in one cart, me and my friend, and then it's these two guys, and it's just a group. We're a group of maniacs. Okay. But it is hysterical. I'm having about the best time I've had at Happy Valley on the golf course because there's personality there. It's just different. It's not like this. It's much more conservative most of the time. This is wild. At the turn, and the turn is when you finish your first nine, you go on to your second nine holes. My buddy decides that he's going to get a Bloody Mary. And he turns to me and he says, "You want one?" And I'm like, no, thank you. You know what? I will have one. And that's when, that's when this number. I should have heard that, ladies and gentlemen.
Could you actually see the little devil on your shoulder when
it
you
was,
said that?
It was not good. It was not good.
Because the fireball is straight, right?
Yeah, the fireball is straight. And
that's 66 proof. And then you get probably a very generous pour on this Bloody Mary.
Two things. For the entire week, alcohol had not touched my lips, and I have not had anything to eat in the morning whatsoever. This is about 11 a.m.
Mike, at least you had some celery.
It was. They didn't even put that in there. She said, "Do you want a pickle or bacon?" I said, neither.
What?
Just make it spicy. And she made it spicy and very powerful. So flip forward to we're on the back nine, and lots of birdies are happening, and I'm drinking the Bloody Mary. The biggest mistake, I go in after the round, I get another one.
Oh, Mike.
And then I have two Guinnesses.
What time is it by the time you're at the Guinnesses? Probably like noon?
I can answer that, Rob. I can answer it. You know what time it was?
What?
Too early! To make a long story short, I am still lingering from the empty stomach, and it was not
a lot pretty. Of sugar in that fireball.
It
a
was lot just of sugar. It was, but I cannot take away the fact that. In fact, I was supposed to have dinner with my buddy this Friday night. Carl is going to be getting in late from Cali, so we're not going to be able to do that. And he said, "You guys were howling at the moon."
That's a good expression. Yeah.
That's a pretty good expression for 11 a.m. in the morning,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what it was. So the moral of the story is, if you have an empty stomach and you drink something that's tomato-based and you can't taste any alcohol in it, it's probably a lie. That's
a lie.
But man, oh man, I'd like to thank Kyle and John and Dan. You guys rocked. If I have to do it again, I'll drink buttermilk before I go out there on the course. It was
Friday
amazing.
Night. I had six non-alcoholic beers.
Congrats. See, you're better for it. Don't you feel good today?
I feel better than you do. It's great. Right.
Yeah, and you would have had that. You would have had that tattoo put on as a tramp stamp if you'd have been drinking.
The Budweiser logo right across my chest, nipple
That's
to nipple.
Exactly what would have happened. Hey, extra video for you today on the Mike O'Mara Show. Kind of moving into that, and we'll describe it. Don't worry, you audio lovers. We'll be describing these videos in great detail. But for now, let me move on to this, ladies and gentlemen. Lost Vegas. Lost
yes.
Wages. This is a great time to play the new video, Anon Anon. Prithee, the date approacheth. TMOS is back in Las Vegas for the grand reunion weekend on Saturday, November 9th. Join us for a live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. Get your tickets now. We'll be at the swanky rooftop citrus deck of the downtown Grand Hotel. Book your room now for a weekend of nonstop fun. Enjoy exclusive slots and blackjack tournaments, the ladies of TMOS brunch, special hotel rates, limited edition swag, and surprises galore. Folks, buy our tickets.
Do it.
Do it now. Don't miss out.
Do it.
Grab your tickets and more info at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't stress that man from Baltimore out more than he needs to be stressed out, all right? It's killing him right here, all right? We know it's the slow drip, drip, drip of the regular ticket prices, and we know it heats up right at the end, but we'd like it to heat up sooner than that, so get your tickets early. And
please.
In the case of Josh would like me to implore you to buy your tickets even if you're not going. Anyway, you can reunite with your TMOS family.
A great collector's item, those tickets.
We can't wait to see you there. Josh, did I leave anything out?
I think we should play the video.
Okay, play the video right now.
Yeah.
When we thought about our next TMOS adventure, we wanted to make it a little more special. We wanted to go back to a place our listeners love.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. And this time, we wanted to make our hotel our home for the weekend.
The Downtown Grand.
Downtown Grand. All of us at the Mike O'Mara Show invite you to the grand reunion on the weekend of November 9th when we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel in the heart of the best part of Las Vegas. Your weekend will include a Friday night blackjack and slot tournament.
21.
Special discounted room rates.
The ladies of TMOS brunch.
Hello.
And a very special podcast recorded poolside and live on the Downtown Grand Hotel rooftop at the elegant Citrus Grand Pool Deck. Your weekend will also include special surprise activities and special commemorative grand reunion merchandise. We know that you love the show, but we also know that you love getting back together with the people who share your TMOS passion. That's why we invite you to join us for the grand reunion at the Downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. It's a grand weekend for the show, the city, and most of all, you. Get your tickets for all the fun at MikeO'MaraShow.com and do it right now. See, when you read these commercials,
yeah,
and I load them into my little machine, my little reading machine that I have,
yeah,
and no one tells me, by the way, Mike, we're going to have a video at the front of the commercial. No, I'm, you know, I just start the spot.
You just run burgundy through.
And I just dive right in.
That's
and
true.
Get
you
there.
Actually, Mike, you actually, I didn't even realize this until Josh said this. You read my hint for you to go to the video.
Yeah, right, but you, see, I can't, I just dive right in. I'm off the aircraft carrier once I start.
I
that's
yeah,
the way okay. I do that. So that's a wonderful video, by the
Thank
way.
You.
But we were supposed to play it at the beginning, and then right. I was going to share the spot
that's
with
right.
you. So, you know,
we were also supposed to play the new video, but I have them both called the same file name.
That's the reason to tune in tomorrow.
Is that the old one that we played?
That was the old one. Because I have them both on my desktop called Grand Reunion Announcement, and I loaded the wrong one.
Something to look forward to tomorrow, but please
just... I'll be here.
In the dress rehearsal, let me know, all right?
Okay.
Let me know when we do that. Speaking of video, we're expanding...
Hey, Mike, I did want to say one thing about it.
Yes, go right ahead.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Josh, a little audible here because we never got a chance to discuss Ray Gun. Ray Gun is the Rachel Ray Gun gun.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our 40th president.
Australia. You know what? We'll just give you a little taste, and then maybe we can cover a little bit more tomorrow. But this is the breakdancer who has gone viral. There are more people making videos about Ray Gun's breakdancing debacle than anybody out there, but we've got some of the raw tape of Ray Gun. Let's go to the video right now. Now, that's another guy. That's another guy that's actually doing some breakdancing. That's a lady, I believe. That's a lady doing it. And then we get Ray Gun that seems to be... What she seems to be doing is challenging her, and then it begins.
Yeah.
Look at this skill. Look at this grace. Look at this ease of motion, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
so far, there's no breakdancing going on, and you might know why.
I couldn't do any of these moves.
These moves are pretty special.
And, they are.
I'll let you see one move before we pull off
okay,
of this.
Okay, very good. I appreciate it.
So far, no real breakdancing. Oh, there she goes.
There's a little
no,
bit, yeah.
That was... okay, that... Okay, the ease.
So that's the best that Australia has to offer.
That's
and they
really
saved
all
breakdancing for the very end of the Olympics,
which
yes.
probably was a bad choice. To there she is. Yeah. All right. That's enough. We'll linger on Ray Gun tomorrow if we can.
Does that count as electric boogaloo or is that just simply breakdancing?
It's electric boogie woogie woogie woogie.
Yeah.
Look, I having been in my little wreck earlier this year, I will tell
you. Were you in a car accident?
I was in a car accident, and if you don't have respect for the people that run to the danger, which is just
right.
the truth. That's the fact. It's not a cliche. It's what they do. This is just about one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. This is a dog that is obviously in a fire situation in a tremendous amount of distress, and the first responders are able to save the dog. This is truly amazing to watch. It really is. I was just blown away by how they did this and how they were able to really save this dog's life after a...
Alert!
Dog, as you can see right
oh
there,
my
is
God.
A lot of distress.
He's on his side, panting, but it seems like barely panting.
Barely breathing.
And so they gave him oxygen? They put
now
a human mask on him. Good
put
boy.
Put a human oxygen mask, and they're rubbing the dog, trying to get oxygen into its body. And that poor thing is in a tremendous amount of distress.
Oh, that poor guy.
Just the
Little
care
guy.
That these people demonstrate, the care that they gave me when I was... panting like that after my car accident.
With your tongue lolling out of the side of your mouth.
Now he's holding its mouth. They're still
I
just
think
trying
they're
to
doing
calm it.
It.
Oh,
they put
more
a smaller
oxygen.
Mask.
And they put a smaller ass right over the dog's nose.
Yeah, they booped him on his snoot.
Look, and now it's up.
Some water.
And now it's getting some water. I
he's
love those
a good
guys.
Good boy.
I really, really love those
oh,
guys.
My
Firefighters
God.
Saving a dog's life. And man, oh man.
Meanwhile, the human's just laying in the grass over there.
Smoldering.
All the people, the human beings in the apartment were dead. But that's okay. They were
but
just
they were
left.
Looking out the window at him saving the dog, so they had a good memory to end it with.
Have you ever been in a restaurant waiting for your food to arrive, or you're at a family meal and there's chatting going on, mm-hmm. and say it's Thanksgiving, saying you just want to eat, you're just hungry. This I file under cats can be funny too. Where cats
You're not a cat lover, I know that.
I'm not a cat lover, but this is a cat that is indicating to its owner that it wants to be fed.
Just kicking his dish.
Now, what I love is the cat's face.
Yeah, he runs this that house. Look,
see him looking up like, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. And
even banging the bowl, he was staring into the camera.
Staring into the camera. And this look is just, the cat's not moving. Now it's like, where is it? Where is my food?
Yeah, bring it.
Might need to do another go-round because Mama is not providing me with my food. She looks back at the...
What's funny, Mike, the cat didn't do the second round of bowl shaking until he made eye contact with the mom. And she's like, what are you doing? And the cat is focused.
I mean, you know what? I'm not the biggest cat fan, but they are giving me some material on this right now. You know, we have a call back, ladies and gentlemen, for the Paris Olympics. And this is just the pure joy, not of athletic competition, but of kids being kids, as I give you Canadians testing the bed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, the cardboard bed.
We're testing the bed, the cardboard bed. Go.
Firm.
Yeah.
These two crack me up. It's just having fun. Just being kids.
Well, Mike, to be fair, they're not children. Do they have other videos?
There we go. Oh, yes, sirree.
Yeah.
Boom. And a wrestling move.
A wrestling move.
Anyway, well, it is. It's a reminder that most of the Olympians are very young.
Very, very young.
But legal, right? Of age.
Hey, perv. Calm down, pervolino. Really? You get a tattoo and you become a wild animal when you come in here to the show.
Chicks dig the ink.
Chicks dig the ink. We leave you with a throwback. I don't know when this was done, and I don't know how many years ago Happy Gilmore was a thing.
98, I think.
Okay, so this might be a little...
This is last year.
Oh, it is? So, all right. Well, I should be punished for it, but I brought it back anyway.
But it makes sense because he is working on the sequel now.
The sequel now. This is, if you don't remember and you've never seen it, this is the signature golfing swing of Adam Sandler as Happy Gilmore, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. It's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens.
He is so great.
I'm scared.
I love him making his own video.
Yeah. Shooter Don't McGavin. Like his movies that
this
much.
For you.
Shooter McGavin.
And I'm not lying to you. That is smash. Smash. And that went pretty well. You're dead, Shooter.
Now, he did that three-step approach, but that was a pretty good swing, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. It sounded like good contact, too.
Yeah.
That's it.
And by last year, I meant February 17th, 2021.
Thank you, Josh, for making me feel... That's why he's here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they pop on my feed, and I never know when they come from. That's just the way it goes.
Don't worry about it. I've got some really funny Nixon outtakes coming up.
Very good. That's exciting. Yes, as we are timely as today's headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, F it. It was a funny video to me.
I liked it.
You know, it was new to me. We'll be right back, everybody. Internet.
That you can eat.
Internet, everybody. How about that? Hey, there's this new movie, Happy Gilmore. Unleash your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. It's never been easier. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, have a call with a medical provider, and get your prescription delivered right to your door. Just one injection a week, and you're on your way to losing 21 to 26% or more. I should say, of your weight, while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. My blood work last time I had a physical has never been better. They offer FDA-approved semaglutide and tirzepatide for weight loss, plus NAD+, B12, somorolin, and PT-141 for that extra boost. Get ready to shine in Las Vegas, feel great, and look amazing. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve this message. Do we have more video, Rob Spiewak?
Yes, we do.
The Julia thing. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, check out Rob's new tattoo. Give us one more look at that before you continue. There it is. TCB, baby.
TCB, it's Ebbish right there.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I love that.
Mike, let's start. if anyone was lucky enough to embrace last week's bonus show, you found out I had a bad time at Hershey Park.
You were pissed. You came in on a bonus show and you ranted.
I don't lose my temper a lot, but it felt so good to talk about it. However, it didn't happen to me as bad as a poor lady. Now, when you did your Disney run, did you do Pirates of the Caribbean?
I think everyone
probably
does.
I mean, yeah, I did it's one of the staples. It's been around for 50 years, so
I've updated it. I know for a fact that when they first opened it, Walt had real human skulls in it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that they did a few things a few years ago where Johnny Depp would actually be on the ride.
Yeah.
And pretend to be. So it's always been sort of in the forefront.
I do my animatronic impression if you'd like to see it.
Oh, please, yeah.
All right, here we go. Let me see if I can recreate this. Mm-hmm. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
They talk about how amazing the animatronics are, but when I remember when we went for Robert's Make-A-Wish trip,
right,
I was remarkably disappointed in the fact that the pirate chasing the woman really had all the technology of a cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
It was just still statues going around. Not great. But at least this didn't happen to me, Mike,
okay,
when I was at Pirates. This is distressing.
Warning. Distressing content.
She's getting off the boat.
Into the water?
Yeah, and knocked herself unconscious. So she fell into the bad pirate water.
And she's out?
She's out. And this is great.
How about the people that with no core strength trying to help her? Right? Doesn't that fall on the people that just let her fall?
Mike, those are theme park guys.
Well, yeah. They're so bored.
It looks like it wasn't at where you're supposed to get off. Like the ride was broken and they were trying to get
and it
off
almost, didn't it look smoky in there too a little
bit? Well, they do have fog in there. Let's look at it again because my favorite part comes after it where someone says, "Hey, no filming."
That's funny.
That's their concern.
That's what they're worried about.
I love that it's distressing. Here we go. Okay, she's getting out.
Didn't look like she went down hard enough to knock her out.
Well, theme park people are soft people, Mike.
Well, that lady on the right.
She went head first.
Yeah. Hey, sir, no filming.
Nah,
right now.
You might need
no filming.
Hi, friends, let's go. Hi, friends, right out this way. Hi, friends, we need to leave. Thank you.
Listen.
Oh, shut up, lady.
Right out this way. Sir, no filming.
And he's an Australian guy, and what he said is, you might need this tape for a lawyer.
Well, at least she didn't vomit.
No, she didn't. And then she went off.
And then, of course, you guys showed me the things that people wear now.
Yeah, the goggles. Yeah.
The special goggles.
We'll test them out.
Mike, she went and spent the rest of her day at Concussion Land.
All right.
Trouble in Canada. I didn't think that Canadians were big beachgoers, but they are. And they got a problem up there. They're trying to get rid of tents on the beach. And this guy will explain why.
They don't have 100% proof, but by the way, we've given Wasaga Beach $1 million to build bathrooms and build, and hire more people. But I'd be more than happy to talk to the mayor. It's a very popular beach. And again, I don't, they have no proof that people are pooping in the park per se. So
just a follow-up.
It's pretty bad if they are.
In particular, Wasaga is asking for the province to ban tents
this
in the parks, mirroring its bylaw on town-owned waterfront lands. What steps are you prepared to take to help the town improve its image, as Wasaga says it's been gravely harmed by this misinformation?
See, the problem with that, if we ban tents in provincial parks, that's just not going to cut it across the board, right? You can't pick and choose. I think people are respectful enough that, folks, don't be pooping on the beach.
That's worth the wait right there. Yeah. Pooping in the tent?
Yeah, well, they sort of strike a little camp there. And if you have a tent, what's not to say you have the privacy to drop a deuce and move your tent?
It's better than doing, as long as they're not outside of the tent,
on
but
top
you know
of
what?
The tent.
Seriously, you want a solution to that? Really, poopers?
Yeah.
You get a bag like you would for a dog. And you take it to a trash can, you throw it away. I mean,
or run out to the
solved.
Ocean.
Yeah,
or
go into the ocean.
No, see, we like to call that, Josh, a Baltimore solution. All right, I'm not going to endorse that one. Mike, why don't you get over to the Seine and enjoy
Mike,
yourself over there?
It doesn't have to be an ocean. It could be a bay,
a pond,
an inlet,
a creek.
A crick.
Look what floated by, Mom.
Oh, I love, and you know what? I learned to watch for these from the guy that does Fox 5 Morning News here in D.C. Steve Shenavy loves bear stories, and this is a pretty good one. I'll have to zip into it a little bit. But watch out, man, if you're getting back
when
to
the
school. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Locking the bear inside with her cell phone.
This is school?
It's a teacher,
yeah.
Went back to the office, closed the door, locked the bear in here, and then I went back to the office to call my husband, Ian. My first thought was, is it going to do any damage? I have a brand new floor, and I already have my decorations up.
Thankfully, there was no damage to the room.
I know, but
except for one of the classroom's earthquake kits.
We usually have an earthquake kit where they have snacks just in case of an emergency, and went through that.
When Salmon's husband, Ian Sari, arrived, he knocked on the window to get the bear's attention.
When my husband came, we started knocking on the window to distract it.
And that's when it was go time.
The thing is, sadly, you have to hold the door open for it to stay open. So when he was holding the door open, that's when he called the bear's attention, and then the bear went
The bear left. He went to the
bear
store.
Split.
Yeah.
Did we ever find out what location that school, where that school was located? Because
outside
looked
of Sacramento.
No, it wasn't. Stop
I believe it was, Mike.
Really?
It was. Yeah.
The classroom decorations were like of a forest. So yeah. The bear just fit right in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Has kind of that Northern California feel to it. But I was thinking more like Alaska or something like that.
No, it was that's a California bear, and he was just looking for a picnic basket. That's all he was
Hey, Mr. Ranger. That's right, boo-boo.
Now, Mike, I close with this, and I really think you'll like this because this is a total turnabout is fair play, karma type thing.
Okay.
Remember when Justin Bieber was a little twerp that was bothering everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now he's old enough.
Kind of a punk.
Yeah, he's having trouble with little punks bothering him. Huh. This is Justin Bieber in a hotel lobby.
Is this one of you guys? No, this is one of you guys? Come on, get out of here. Get out of here. Yo. Seriously, get out of here.
You think this is funny, guys?
Is that him? Is that because I can't tell still.
Yeah.
He'll be 70 and dressing like that, like
here we go.
Child.
Hold on, I can pause it here. Cowboy hat and sunglasses.
Yeah, is
that's
he touring with
center.
Kid Rock?
He looks, God, the style that never changes.
I had to include it, Mike, because I know you've always loved him.
Yeah, and you know what he did after that? If you kept the video going, you would have seen him go to the beach and poop.
No tent, though. Just
no tent. Right out there in heaven. No bags or anything like that. It was ridiculous. And then he was breakdancing. We're just doing callbacks. We could do callbacks from the show for another hour. We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. See that man down in the lower part of your screen? If you are looking at the video right now.
I see him. He's
that's
a man called
Josh Soroka. Josh told me before the show he would like you to buy just 10 tickets to the Las Vegas show in Las Vegas the weekend of November 9th. Rob's using his Jonah Hill hands right there. I'm five. Is 10 good enough for today, Josh?
Yeah, 10 per listener.
10 per listener.
Oh, we'll have to move to a bigger venue then.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Chicks dig the ink.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Lekker.
How about that?
Peace be with you.